Now with more on the fallout from surging energy prices, here's Brian Finn with the business news.
Thanks, David. Well, European governments are bracing for an escalation of the energy crisis this winter as they seek to prevent wider financial market fallout. Gas prices soared by more than a third yesterday, and oil prices rose as OPEC reversed a supply increase that took effect for just a month. Danny Hewson, financial analyst with AJ Bell, is standing by. In many ways, Danny, the nightmare scenario is playing out. Vladimir Putin is turning off the taps. We're seeing the impact on energy markets. It's spilling over into financial markets again, it appears.
Yes, absolutely. Financial markets have really been bracing themselves for a winter of some serious discontent. But of course, the situation with Nord Stream 1, every single move like this catches markets something on the hop. And the fact that we are now expecting the situation in Europe and energy prices really just to keep rising just means that, of course, consumers have less money to spend. So for all those businesses that rely on consumers, that rely on energy just to make stuff, this situation, as you say, is really sort of spiraling out of control.
We appear to be hitting new records every week on the euro-dollar exchange. It went below 99 cents yesterday. Presumably there's more of that to go if the current scenario continues.
Yeah, I think everyone is expecting that the euro and, of course, the UK pound are going to continue to really lag against the dollar. The dollar is always seen as a safe haven during times of recession, and we are expecting a global recession to hit the world over the coming months. But yeah, I mean, the fact that it's taken such a long time for the European Central Bank to respond in terms of rate hikes means they're sort of behind the curve, and it's unlikely that further rate hikes will sort of really be a sort of antidote to the situation at the moment. And with the energy situation just expected to be crippling over the winter months, that the euro really is going to struggle.
As you mentioned there, sterling is also under the caution. There's a warning from Deutsche Bank this morning of a possible sterling crisis. Liz Truss is not a lucky general when it comes to the economy she'll be taking on as Prime Minister.
No, you can't imagine what her inbox is going to look like. She is going to struggle just in terms of the pound, as you say. It is really struggling at the moment. It's taken a real pummeling over the last few months. And of course, that has a knock on to inflation because the UK imports so much of its goods that it's just costing more. And of course, when it costs more, that just means that inflation goes up. Liz Truss is going to have to do an awful lot to shore up positivity, to give markets a feeling that as a general, she is going to take the situation in hand. She's going to be fiscally responsible, but that she is going to act in a way that obviously deals with the current crisis. There's been a vacuum in number 10 over the last few months, and this has created a situation which really needs action now. We've heard a lot of people say that a government is sort of judged by its first 100 days. I think in this case, it's going to be more like 20.
And she set herself on a bit of a collision course with the Bank of England, which is not a great move, and that's the institution that you'll be relying on to sort out the inflationary crisis.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see exactly how she plays it now she is taking over the reins at number 10, because, of course, it does seem like there is a great deal of friction between a Liz Truss government and the Bank of England, although, of course, the proof will be very much in the eating, whether or not she is able to diffuse some of the tensions between the Bank of England and, of course, between the UK and the European Union. She is going to have an incredibly deft touch going forward. As she's often said during the campaign, what you see is what you get. Well, it'll be interesting to see if we do get everything that she promised during the campaign.
Danny Hewson of AJ Bell, thank you very much. More business news at 8:30.